Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, we are going to be mainly cloudy, got some occasional sun coming in, hopefully, and we'll have a high of about 30 degrees. Temperature-wise, we look around southeast Wisconsin. We get to Kenosha. Hopefully, the temperatures will be popping up. And they're not at this point, so on the computer, we will go to the alternate location where the temperatures this morning, they're kind of cool out there. It's going to be, again, not too much of a high for today in terms of the numbers, but we start out in Kenosha where we look and find that the temperature reading is 26 degrees at this hour, Racine 26, Burlington 26, and Milwaukee 27 degrees. 2016, by the way, is going to go into the weather books as the fourth warmest in Milwaukee. National Weather Service Office at Sullivan says through the 28th of this month, the average temperature in the city, 51 degrees, and that tied the mark that was set back in 1921. In addition, 17 of the 30 warmest years in Milwaukee have been recorded since 1987. Well, this weekend's New Year's festivities probably more than likely to involve imbibing some adult beverages by some. Area law enforcement agencies are also urging revelers to please designate a sober driver or at least the use of a safe ride program or some other way to get you home safe. It's available in Racine and Kenosha counties. The Racine County Sheriff's Office, along with many other agencies, will be stepping up their enforcement efforts, trying to ensure everybody is safe out on the roads. Well, in addition to flashing travel times, those electronic message signs that you see overhead on the interstates in Milwaukee County, it's now going to be used to be warning motorists about wrong-way drivers. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department and the state DOT have been working to reduce the number of accidents involving wrong-way drivers. The DOT recently increased the number of wrong-way detection devices from 12 to 20, which will notify an operator at the State Traffic Operations Center. That operator will be able to activate the electronic signs in that area to warn drivers. The signs can also be activated if law enforcement or traffic cameras spot a wrong-way driver. The new system went online yesterday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Honda's recalling more than 630,000 Odyssey minivans in this country. The reason why, from reporter Jan Johnson.
Honda says that the problem is the Odysseys have a second-row seat lever that moves the outer seats forward so passengers can get in and out of the third row. But the automaker says in some cases the lever might stay in the unlocked position, which could allow the second-row seats to come loose and move without warning. The model years 2011 through 2016 are involved. No injuries or accidents have been reported. I'm Jan Johnson.
In Wauwatosa, police put out a surveillance video of a pharmacy robbery this week in the hopes that the public might be able to help identify the two men responsible. They went behind the counter with guns and took prescription opiates. A stolen car used in that holdup was found about a half mile away. Police indicate it was part of a crime spree that began in Chicago, then continued north through at least the southeast corner of Wisconsin. Skeletal remains along the Lake Michigan shoreline near 11th Street and Sheridan Road in Summers this week were found by a family from West Virginia while hiking on vacation. Kenosha County Sheriff David Bentz says determining a cause of death will be, in his words, very difficult because of just how much of the body is gone. Says they're hoping DNA from the remains can maybe help to identify that individual. Well, even though the law has been on the books now for several years, you still see old TVs left at the curbside by people who think that they'll get picked up with the rest of their solid waste, which is not allowed anymore. During the most recent Burlington Council meeting, Brian Jongetches, the president of John's Disposal Service, said they have no choice but to follow the rules laid down by the state legislature.
And then they, in their wisdom, set up this deal where the producers would pay for it. And they based the formula so it was Sony and Samsung and they all had to pay to get recycled. Well, what they had to do is they had to prove by weight. They had a formula set up on the weight. So they had to prove that they recycled a certain amount of weight of recycled materials, and then they could apply that toward being able to sell new products.
Says the original plans for the manufacturers to be recycling those old products kind of fell by the wayside over time. Customers are supposed to be notified through a sticker placed by collection workers on those old TVs, explaining that they cannot be hauled away with the regular trash anymore. The first concrete slab of the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena is now in place. Crews pouring the cement for part of the main concourse yesterday. The BMO Harris Bradley Center slated to close at the end of this season. Meanwhile, there continues to be no word from the Bucks about the status of a decision regarding where they're going to locate their D-League team. Racine, of course, is among three communities considered finalists. The Shalom Center in Kenosha will be going before the City Plan Commission next week, seeking a conditional use permit for the proposed single-site emergency shelter on 39th Avenue. Center, of course, dealt a bit of a blow recently when an application for an $850,000 affordable housing program grant was denied. Officials vowed, however, to continue fundraising for the new shelter to be located across the street from the Kenosha Transit Center. A public hearing will be held on the request for the conditional use permit at that meeting next week, which will be at 5 p.m. Thursday at City Hall. In the meantime, somebody busted the window on Morelli's Deli on 7th Avenue on Kenosha's southeast side and took a Shalom Center donation jar. According to a posting on the owner's Facebook page, a man used a landscaping brick and his body to push in the glass to the door. That donation jar was the only thing taken. It makes sense from a practical standpoint anyway, but the federal government is standing in the way of Racine Unified student Josh Luba's desire to help others a little less fortunate in the community by donating unused fruit from school lunchrooms instead of it being thrown out.
I asked my lunch lady if we could put out a container for the unwanted fruit. She said it was not possible. I suggested that we give the extra fruit to soup kitchens or Halo.
Josh's dad is teacher Joey Luba, who told board members he learned from different lunchroom employees that upcycling, as he called it, the fruit, it's not allowed for legal reasons.
And we'll find the volunteers who will bring it. Each school will bring the fruit over to the appropriate places. So that's something that we're going to follow up with emails and try to get this done so that we can reach out to our community.
Superintendent Lolly Hawes joining the board in applauding Josh's desire to help others, but she noted the federal government has rules against those kinds of donations.
Thank you for your concern. I tend to agree. I used to see a lot of apples and oranges and other fruits go in the trash when I was a principal.
School Board President Mike Frontier thanking Josh for his leadership on the issue. State Senator Van Wongard has been reappointed to the position of chair of the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety for the upcoming legislative session. In addition to chairing that panel, he will also serve as Senate co-chair of the Law Revision Committee and the Joint Survey Committee on Criminal Penalties. Wongard, in a statement, says that he's looking forward to working with committee members to address what he calls the crime crisis, which is holding back economic growth in some parts of the state. New Year's Day is, of course, all about college football for many folks, but Sunday night it's going to be shifting over to the pro game of the Packers and the Lions at Ford Field, where the NFC North Division crown is going to be on the line. Aaron Rodgers says it's going to come down to execution and ball control.
It's nice to be playing for something this time of year. A lot of teams aren't. You have an increased focus when it's a division game. Obviously, we're playing for a lot with the NFC North title on the line in playoffs, But no, you got to keep the same preparation that's worked this far.
Both teams 9-6, Packers on a 5-game win streak, Lions coming off their Monday night loss to Dallas. 2016 coming to a close today. We're going to listen back on what took place in the community over the last year with the voices in the news here on WRJN.
When they opened that marina, Len was no longer the executive. And I think it's time that we saluted those efforts.
We've designed a beer specifically named for the city of Racine.
We just passed a budget 2016 in November. There's nothing in that budget about enhanced snow plowing.
General contents of the feasibility study will be, what are we going to do with it? How would it be operated? Because it is a separate building.
Just some of the many voices in WRJN news stories over the past 12 months, all of them just sound bites, can be heard on our public affairs program this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.